We go now to Abidjan in Côte d'Ivoire, the Ivory Coast, for an update on a story we've been reporting all morning. West African officials converging on Ivory Coast today to give incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo a last chance, that's their quotes, to peacefully step down. A huge transportation strike in the country has left thousands stranded in the city of Abidjan as the controversy and the standoff continues. Gbagbo insists he's the winner of the elections on November 28th. The BBC's John James is in Abidjan and joins us now. John, what's happening right now?
Yeah, so we've got the three presidents who've arrived, the presidents of Benin, Sierra Leone, and Cape Verde, and they're going to have a series of meetings throughout the day here. We're about 1 o'clock local time in the afternoon, so they'll have meetings in the afternoon here with all sides, really, with the UN, who have a big peacekeeping operation and who are protecting the hotel, which is housing Alassane Ouattara, who's the man that most of the world thinks won the election last month, and, of course, Laurent Gbagbo. They'll present their ultimatum from the regional group to say to Laurent Gbagbo, look, step down or face the possibility of military intervention.
So the BBC's John James in Abidjan. Is this a matter of Gbagbo just holding out against the world, or is this more a question of the United Nations really not having much influence here? We've heard the former colonial masters, the French, trying to put pressure on. We've got ECOWAS and West African peacekeepers possibly descending on Ivory Coast. Who has influence?
Yeah, it certainly is a test for the international community, really, because almost everyone is speaking with one voice on this in saying that Alassane Ouattara was the winner. That's the opposition leader. So it's a test, really, to see if the will of the international community can have an effect here on the ground. So far, Laurent Gbagbo is definitely in charge. He's got control of the state TV. He's got the public backing of the army. But things are getting tougher and tougher for him to exercise his role as president and to continue doing the sorts of things that you'd expect him to do if he really was president. Certainly abroad, for instance, the Ivorian ambassador to the UN, the choice made by Alassane Ouattara was recognized by the United Nations. The presidential jet was seized in Switzerland. The French are going to recognize the ambassador sent again by Alassane Ouattara. So abroad, at least, it's getting more and more difficult for Laurent Gbagbo to carry on. But he seems determined, and at the moment, he's got the cards here, at least on the ground, to be in charge.
As this goes on, and even with the presence of the three African officials in Ivory Coast to try to convince Gbagbo to step down, as time goes on, how cynical are Cote d'Ivoireans likely to view the impotence, apparently, of the international community?
Well, I think certainly those who support the opposition, they've been frustrated by, to some extent, by the words not being backed up by actions. But I think it just takes time. There are personal sanctions, there are financial restraints. The World Bank, for instance, have cut off funding. But the main action is actually going to come from the regional body, it seems. They're threatening military action. I think if a military intervention force comes, that really will show that the international community, that African states who are complaining about what's going on are prepared to put their military on the ground to try and change the outcome of the election.
Finally, Gbagbo has the army in his corner. Does the army have a card to play here before we go?
Yeah, the army could potentially change sides. That's what a lot of people are hoping for. If there's an intervention force on the way, perhaps the army will switch camps.
Taking a look at the standoff in Ivory Coast, the BBC's John James is in Abidjan, where three West African leaders are in Ivory Coast to try to convince incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo to step down and hand power to Alassane Ouattara, who is the, at least according to the international community, the recognized president-elect of Ivory Coast. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.